beautiful people. Welcome to a Friday edition of the program. We did it. We made it through another work week. A beautiful, beautiful weekend is on the horizon. Weather-wise, sports-wise, Pio's got a chance to win their 10th natty, and the Masters is underway. Nuggets and Avs obviously doing their things as well. Stoke, what's up, man? How you doing on a Friday?
I'm doing great. We got the Masters on. Tiger just made birdie.
Let's go.
And trying to make that cut, get that pizza, get that money. And it's a beautiful day. We got a beautiful weekend. We got the Nuggets rolling tonight and Avs tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Regular season's winding down. It's game time around this place. We got 70 degrees tomorrow and 70 today and 70 Sunday. Let's go.
Yeah, almost up to 80 today.
You got your Masters hat on.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. My apologies. You're rocking that thing. You're probably like, this guy didn't even tell me.
I was waiting for someone to say something.
Hey, nice hat, dude. Thank you. Looking good. The Masters green.
From the clubhouse at Augusta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? This ain't amateur hour here, bro. Come on.
That's right.
We go big. I love it.
So you've played Augusta. My lady.
A few times.
A few times.
Yeah, not apologies. Just once.
My lady went through once and stopped at the club shop and got me a hat.
How about that?
Yeah, I was fired up.
That was very
about
nice
it.
Of her to do that.
So, yeah, we're fired up for the Masters today. You sent me something yesterday that I was unaware of, and this Masters update thing.
Yeah.
With the Rick Ross.
Oh.
We're going to get into it. I had never known about this.
I was like, what did I send you?
I think for about 16 hours straight, I have been running around my house just going, what's going on at Augusta? It's all I can do, man. I can't get that out of my head.
I know. So I got onto that a few years back.
Yeah.
And it's a guy, and he does a rap song about what's going on at Augusta, right? And the live updates of the scores, and he's got four, like, costume characters behind him, and he's got a DJ hype man in the other room, and it's, you know, 3-4-5 minute video that he does every year. He'll do it usually every day.
Oh,
so we're
going
to have more, brother.
Yes, yes.
And me and my oldest son absolutely love it. Like, I was talking to him yesterday, and I'm like, have you seen the video yet? He's like, nope, not out yet. And then he texts me. He's like, it's out. Let's go. So he sent it to me. I mean, it's the best. It's one of the great things about the Masters is you get his rap videos.
We got a little clip from it. From yesterday's Masters update. And then today, obviously, we're all in. Let's take a listen to Chris Vernon and his Masters update.
Yo, where is Xander Schauffele?
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Nothing rhymes with Schauffele.
That's right.
I hope his ball lands softly. That was really good.
It's so good.
We all love it. Me and you love it. We love it. Drew hates it. Go figure. I mean, I can't understand how anyone could hate that. It's fun.
Drew.
It's entertaining. The guy is, like, very, very talented. Kisner, I want to get your thoughts, Drew. Just wait. Kisner, where are you at with this video?
I'm kind of in the middle.
Middle.
It's a little cheesy, but it's pretty funny.
Cheesy. Okay.
Well, I think it's funny.
Okay. Well, you got to give it some time and maybe go back and watch the other ones. Hopefully some more will be coming out. Drew, talk to me.
I made it about a minute in and I was like, nope, I'm turning this thing off. Because you said something about, like, the Phil Mickelson part was, like, the really funny part.
Right.
I was like, I can't even make it that far. It's so awful.
Oh, my God. You didn't make it to Phil?
Why are the animals dancing in the background of the video? I don't understand that either.
Yeah. Like,
The hype stuffed animals?
That's just his crew, yeah.
What are we talking about?
Right, that's his entourage.
No.
What do you mean? Don't worry about them. You listen to the lyrics, they're hilarious, and the beat is great, and goodness gracious.
Can't do it.
Wow.
It's so
good. Hit us up, 303-713-1043. Have you seen it? Do you like it? The little bit that you got there? He does do a little rhyme about Phil Mickelson and his betting, and I thought that was great. I thought that was great. So I absolutely love it.
I have no idea. This is, like, right in my wheelhouse. I have no idea how I didn't know this was a thing. But a shout out to you, Stoke, for putting it on my radar because I can't get it. I shared it with everyone I know. I sent it to my dad immediately because my dad's a huge golfer. He moved out of Colorado so he could golf more. And he sent back, the first thing was, what the hell is this? And then the second text, about 5 minutes later, was like, I've watched it 3 times now.
Yes, you have. It's the best. I love it. I love it. Look, I'm glad, finally that I'm paying off being your partner.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a positive.
You know what? 6-7 months into this thing, and we got ourselves a check mark on the right side of the box.
Moving forward, it's baby steps.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We hadn't talked about Tiger yet. Wondering what he's going to do. We do have our pizza bet, as you mentioned, on Tiger making or not making the cut. I guess it's TBD here, and we were having some fun with kind of how he reacts after every shot. But getting cut early and then having to play 23 holes today because it was going to get dark and the weather delay early screwed some stuff up. I was wondering if it would help or hurt the body. I still kind of undetermined or undecided on that with, all right, you didn't have to go full 18 on opening round, so you're going to get a little bit more rest, but the turnaround is so quick.
Yeah.
What do you think? Help, hurt, nothing?
Hurt, definitely hurt, because you play all the way till darkness there, 8 o'clock at night, and you only got 14 holes in, and then you got to wake up and turn around and get the body ready to go again early in the morning, where usually you're done, you get a little rest at night, and then you turn around and play. He would have been an afternoon tee time, I believe. And so now what the situation is, he had to finish his 5 holes early in the morning and then have the quick turnaround for the second 18. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's good for his body. You like a little bit more rest there. So, but you know what? He's struggling a little bit early. And now he's even par for the round. We'll see how he finishes here. I'm locked in. I'm glad it's on right now. It should be good action between us here.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got pizza on it, and he's right at the cut line. Cut line can move. Right now it's +2. Mm-hmm. It can go to +1. It could go to +3. And he is at +1. So he's right under it.
Well, I mean, we all, despite my bet, I want him to make the cut.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, because I got more action on him to make the cut, you know, with the books.
I would gladly pay for pizza to be able to watch Tiger in the Masters this week.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So just jump on board. We can all root for him to make the cut.
Let's see how it looks in a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
We'll see how it looks here when we get it closer to noon or so. All right, a couple of reactions on the text. This is actually almost split 50-50. Some people love the Chris Vernon update, what's going on at Augusta. And other people, I mean, come on here, 299. Terrible. It's not even music. No instruments. What do you want, a symphony out of the guy? It's a freaking update bit about the Masters.
Right.
Dial it back there, 299.
I mean, we're not going with, to the concert downtown.
Right. Not looking for a Grammy off of this stuff.
This is just a guy screwing around having some fun. I mean, lighten up.
And then other people just love it, play it again, all the good stuff.
Yeah, but we'll get that Mickelson bit here coming up.
It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, Masters underway. We're going to chat about it a lot throughout the day. We're also going to get you set for the big weekends that will be. The Avs have a date with the Jets for home ice in round number one. We're going to get to that. Next up, though, it's the Nuggets. They're going to wrap up their regular season this weekend. They're going to do so on the road. San Antonio first. Who's playing for the Nuggets tonight? Who's playing for the Spurs? We're going to get into those details next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
Nuggets and Spurs tonight. It is game 81 of the regular season, and then they'll wrap things up on Sunday out in Memphis. Who's playing? Who's available? Who's on the injury report? Well, Stoke, the answer is everyone. All 5 starters are on the Nuggets injury report tonight, but probable and expected to play. The Spurs injury report runs deep, but there's one name not on it, and that's the name we wanted to be on it. It's Wembanyama. Wemby, is not going to be out tonight. Looks like he's coming back after missing a game for San Antonio, but he is completely off of the injury report. All 5 Nuggets starters. I think this is a little bit of gamesmanship from the coaching staff and Coach Malone, that if things go right tonight, they're setting themselves up to allow some guys to not play in Sunday's matchup in Memphis. And then if for some reason Wimby is not available for tonight, I fully expect him to be, it would still allow Coach Malone to, all right, yeah, Jamal was on the injury report. He's actually now going to miss tonight's game, or whomever he decides to put in that role. So you're going to see it if you go look at the injury report, all five starters, but I wouldn't make too big of a deal out of it. How about you?
I hope not. We saw them. They all played last game. They looked good, looked fine, looked like they finished the game fine. So shouldn't be a big deal. You want to manage them as best as possible, and I think you said it perfectly there. You're setting yourself up if you need to take a rest day. And, so you know, I mean, Jamal's been banged up. Mm-hmm. Aaron Gordon's been banged up. Nicola's been on the injury report for, you know, seems like half the year with the hip and certain things. I'm not overly concerned at all with that. You look at the Spurs, though, and Wembanyama's coming back, it looks like, but the rest of the guys aren't.
No.
You know, so, like, all their starters are pretty much out but Wembanyama. Mm-hmm. So that's good news. I'm not nervous at all. Mike Evans is like, oh, be careful, Nuggets. Don't worry. It's all good. We got this one in the bag. So not worried at all about the Spurs tonight. And I think you're going to have to win both of these things. I don't think Minnesota's going to slip up. Do they play tonight?
They are hosting Atlanta tonight. That's
right. So
a beatdown for the T-Wolves.
You expect them to win that one. You just got to win the next two. And I think that's their mindset in this one. I think it's let's get the number one seed, and I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and Jamal talked a little bit about it after the game, and we previewed it with Minnesota, what Anthony Edwards was saying, and then what Nikola Jokic was saying. But again, their actions show us they really, really care about having the number one overall seed. And you go win a couple of games, well, that's exactly what it's going to be. I did wonder this morning, thinking about this game, Stoke, will we see, I mean, because it's game 81 for the Nuggets, who have their sights set on repeating as champs, and it's game 81 for the Spurs, who have their sights set on vacation. You know what I mean? Like, the last Spurs-Nuggets matchup, remember how beautiful that was? Wimby was up for it, blocking Joker, then Joker dunking on Wimby in transition. I don't think we get that same intensity tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, Wembanyama was out last game, banged up ankle or whatever it was, and I don't even know why they're playing him tonight. I mean, that's foolish. Like, why would you play the guy in a game that doesn't matter? You want him to get into the offseason healthy and build off of what he did this year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he had a great rookie year, and if he's dealing with anything at all, you just rest him and get ready for next year. But it's Greg Popovich, so we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. But no, I'm not expecting that. And then all their other guys are out. It's not like they're playing at full strength. So I think the Nuggets will bring it. I think they're not going to get caught slipping here. No. Michael Malone's, you know, he's got them focused, and they know what's at stake. Last win against Minnesota mean nothing if you slip up in this game and lose it. So that's I'm not worried about them all overlooking San Antonio or Memphis. I think they're going to come out and handle their business.
Yeah, and Denver's a big favorite tonight. 13.5 points was what it was when I looked this morning. And we know how it can go with Denver time to time. They'll play with their food a little bit and allow it to get closer than it should be. But I think you nailed that, Stokes. Show up, know what's at stake, play the brand of basketball that the Nuggets are capable of playing, and they roll tonight. That's what it should look like for the Denver Nuggets. How do you feel about it, Nuggets Nation? Let us know at the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Join us right there or over on Twitch, twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom. You know what I did this morning, Stoke? I woke up checking stuff. You know, Drew sent him show stuff, getting ready for the show. And then I see a tweet, an X. I don't know what you call that if it's an X, from Josh Elberly. He's a basketball media guy. He lives up in Canada. You don't have to hold that against him, but he does. And I actually respect this dude's opinion. I think he's a pretty good basketball mind. And he put out, here's my awards. Here's my MVP. Here's my coach of the year, most improved player, defensive player of the year, yeah, whatever. His MVP was Luka.
Mm.
To which you and I had this conversation yesterday, right? Why is everybody giving Luka this love? Because he's gotten hot over the last week or so. Or, excuse me, month or so. And I responded, hey, Luka, what's up with that, bro? You know, that thing's coming to Denver for the third time in 4 years. And said Luka's a great player, but he can't get hot in the last month and then command, you know, demand the MVP. And then you know what happened? Mavs fans jumped all over me.
Oh, really?
Jumped all over me.
All two of them?
All two of them.
Wow.
Yeah. It must have several Twitter accounts.
Look how cute that is.
And it was, I know that I'm biased for Nikola Jokic. Biased for Nikola. I love Nikola Jokic. He represents Denver. He brought this city a championship in the sport I love the most. So, yeah, I'm biased. But it's just also weird, Stoke, like, getting these responses and replies from people like, you're such an idiot. Nikola Jokic couldn't hold Luka Doncic's jockstrap. And then I go to that Twitter page, and this guy's got, like, Luka as his bio, a couple tweets comparing himself to Luka in his rec leagues, you know, kind of stuff like I would do, like an idiot. And it's just, I couldn't even get through to them saying, like, Luka's going to win an MVP. Just not right now, for the same reasons we talked about yesterday. He just doesn't take the offseason this serious enough. And Mavs fans just too delusional to understand that right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's, look, I mean, he's had a really good year. Both of them have.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's Jokic and Embiid. Jokic and Embiid, now it's Jokic, Luka. And Luka wasn't even really in the conversation until the last month or so. So it's a wrap, though. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to concern ourselves with it. It's coming back to Denver, and he'll be that'll be 3 out of 4 years. So
yeah.
Really remarkable for him. And when do they announce that?
It's like the second round of the NBA playoffs.
Okay. So coming up here in a few weeks, yeah. 3 weeks or so, maybe.
Yeah. Remember that was one of the big things, right? He was out in the first round when he won his first one. I don't know. That was a big topic of conversation. Well, he got the award and he's not even around here in round number two. But yeah, it's coming home. It'll be Denver with the heart and with the NBA MVP for just the second time in those sports history. Let us know how you're feeling on the RamosLaw.com text line. You know, he didn't mention real quick about the Masters. He looks better today, but like Tiger was playing, DeChambeau was in the lead, LIV guys versus PGA guys. It's always still a topic of golf conversation. But maybe the biggest story outside of actual performance on the course was Jason Day's pants.
Yeah.
He's gotten better today.
They are better.
But he took a vest off that Drew was showing me earlier that looked absolutely ridiculous. But he does look like... Yesterday, he looked like a golfer in 1999.
He looked like MC Hammer.
Today, he looks like a golfer in 2018.
Yeah.
He's a little bit more back on par.
Yeah. He had, they were way, way too baggy yesterday, and the wind was blowing. He looked awful. It's like, come on, man. I mean, tighten up a little bit.
Right.
You know, it's just a bad look. I don't know. You know, that was, you know, me back in, you know, 2004.
Right.
Right, not in 24. So, but the pants are much better today. He looks a little bit better. I saw that ugly vest he had on. But he's looking better, and he was playing better until he just snapped in the trees.
Right now, yeah.
Tiger is all over the place today. It's birdie, bogey.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's going back and forth. He needs to tighten it up a little bit, or he's not going to make the cut.
We talked about Scottie Scheffler's wife. Is Jason Day married? Does anybody know that?
I think he is.
He is. I got a confirmation.
Yeah.
Shame on his wife for letting him leave the house in the outfit he left the house in yesterday.
Well, I think, you know, when you're looking at endorsements.
Okay.
So,
you know what?
Like, make that money.
Yeah, good on him and his wife. Right. I take everything back.
There you go.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout.
My wife gave her update, too.
Oh, really?
That I'll get into on Scottie Scheffler's wife being pregnant. Should he go? Should he not go? My wife told me what she would tell me to do.
Okay.
So
I hope I didn't make her mad yesterday. I'm a little nervous about that.
Know.
But we're going to get into that coming up. Let's talk about the other half of the Ball Arena Bros, the Avalanche. They can claim home ice in round one of the playoffs. Will they this weekend? And this is going to be the last time we see Onanen in net for the Avalanche this season. We'll answer those questions next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Going on at Augusta. I'll only think of that now when I hear this. I'm going to have to text my boy Rick Ross and tell him.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Something went down and now you're not my favorite voice anymore.
Second favorite. Right, someone just passed him up. Chris Vernon.
Yeah, Chris Vernon. What a great bit that is. We'll reset it a little bit later, the Masters leaderboard update. We're locked in on it today. You watching? You wait till Sunday, Saturday? When do you start taking in the Masters in a big way? Let us know at 303-713-1043. That is the RamosLaw.com text line. Always join us right there or over on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ DenverSports.com. You can watch the show and hang out in the chat room there. All right, Stoke Abs, big one this weekend. A couple. They're going to go back-to-back, and then they're going to have 4 days off before their season regular season finale on Thursday. But you're going to go to Ball Arena and host the Jets. Then you're going to travel right away, get down to Vegas, and take on the Golden Knights at 1:30. Couple afternoon delights, Saturday and Sunday. I would normally like that, but with the Masters going on, I'm a little annoyed with the Avalanche schedule this weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you on that. It's hard to be locked in Saturday at 2:00.
Right.
Sunday at 1:30.
I mean, that's when all the action's going on.
Right, I'm with you there. And they've already locked in the playoffs. I'm grinding on one more win for the season over total. So hopefully they can get that to tomorrow night. But you're right, man. 2:00, 1:30, mid-afternoon on the weekend, that's not ideal at all.
And the weekend of the Masters?
Like, right.
Come on, man. You guys got to do better there, NHL. But what I'm not most engaged in or watching for the weekend, I obviously want to know what Miko's plan is. Is he going to be around? Looks like he's going to be available for the weekend.
You think that's smart? Would you be really cautious with him right now? I mean, the worst thing that could happen, if you get another one, now you're out, you know, extended time. Would you be very cautious with him? Would you play him at all? What are your thoughts?
I think I would roll him out there. I mean, tomorrow is such a big game. Tomorrow is home ice advantage in round one. That's what you're playing for. And that's big. I get it, though. You make a good point because you're right. One, you know, weird hit into the boards, any kind of, not a fall, but contact in the upper body area, yeah, that's a big reason to worry. But I just think, you know, risk-reward, right? What you always say. I think the reward of home ice in round one is worth the risk that could be for Miko Rantanen.
Yeah, I would be very cautious with him. We're kind of a little bit different here. We were different on the Nuggets. Now we're different on this. Where I wanted the Nuggets to play, you wanted them to, you know, be a little bit more conservative. And in this case, I want to be a little bit more conservative with Miko just because of the head injury. And it's I'm a little bit nervous about that. But, you know, hey, at the end of the day, it's hockey.
Yep.
It's sports. You got to go out there and play. You know, you just got to do it. You can't live in your fears constantly. I just think we're so, it's so late in the game here. I just, in a head injury to me is, you know, that's out. Maybe if you get another one within a week, now you're out, you know, maybe the whole first round. So,
it's a good point.
But I'm with you, though. I'm with you. Let's get him on the ice. I'm just a little bit more concerned and nervous about him than I was the Nuggets.
Okay. Well, and, you know, you got a little more concern for someone else's head, and it's not my head.
Right.
So
right.
I feel like, all right, we're all good.
It's not my head.
And the other question I think that comes with this, oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this. I just read a quote from Jared Bednar. I don't know where he said it or when he said it, but it was this week at some point about not cheating the game. He said, hey, we have a few games left. Yeah, we can fight for the second overall seed, home ice in round one. But I just feel, you know, paraphrasing here, I feel like you don't want to cheat the game. You know, you want to have good hockey karma was a word that he'd used to describe it. Go out, and if there's a reason to play, you go out and play hard in the games. And I actually really like that from the coach.
Okay. Look, I'm not worried about cheating the game. Me, I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just going to do what's best for my team. Whatever's best for my team to hopefully get in the playoffs and be playing our best ball. That's the way I look at it. I don't think you're cheating the game if you go about your business and you rest guys if they're banged up. But certainly I would prefer that approach. Like, hey, let's go. It's still go time here. You know, we want to be playing our best ball when in the playoffs. And so I don't want all of a sudden, you know, start resting up guys and they get a little rusty off their routine. So, but I'm not worried about cheating the game at all.
Okay.
Because it's to each their own, and everyone and every situation's unique and different, and I think you need to go about it as a one-off every year. Might be different this year than what it was last year or the year before, but ultimately, the majority of the time for me, I like, hey, let's play. Okay. Let's keep playing ball.
Yeah. And then the other question I have is obviously goaltending. You're going to see Alexander Georgiev in net tomorrow against Winnipeg, and then I'm assuming you're going to see Arnon in net in Vegas on Sunday in the final back-to-back in the final road game of the regular season. Now my question to you, Stoke, to Avs fans out there, is, will this be the last time that we see Justus Onanen play goaltender for the Colorado Avalanche this season?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
He gets some run in the postseason.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I think he does. Now, guess what? I hope he doesn't. That means Georgie's playing great.
Yeah.
Okay? But I think he does. I think he plays, he sees some ice time. You?
Okay. I just have this feeling that this is it. I think this is when we see him play in this final regular season game. Now, obviously, barring something crazy, injury, we saw that a few years ago in the cup run. But if it's, you know, if you're asking me, will Anand get a chance based off of Alexander Georgiev's performance? I don't think that he will. I have some faith in Alexander Georgiev rolling into this postseason. Maybe it's blind faith, but I think that the guys in front of him are going to step up. They're going to play that better defense that we've seen over the last couple games after being called out by Jared Bednar. I remember he said we made some dumb plays. That was his words. I think that hit home for some of the guys and know that they have a responsibility in front of their netminder. So I think it's Georgie, the postseason.
Oh, I hope you're right. That means he's playing really good, and they're playing good. So hopefully that's the case, and he can get hot and stay in net form and we don't have to see the backup, but I'm nervous that we're going to just see it inconsistent.
Okay.
Georgie and Bednar is going to turn to Anand and see if he can get a spark.
Drew, you're our hockey guy. What do you think? Is this the last? Will we see Anand at all in the postseason, or is this weekend the last of his time?
I think we'll see him. I think there's going to be a game at some point in this postseason where Georgiev gives up, you know, 4 goals on 14 shots or something like that. And Onanen will come in, and then it'll kind of remind me of back in a couple years ago when we had, oh, well, you know, Darcy Kuemper's not playing all that well. Maybe they should go to Frankie and goal and that kind of. I think we're going to see the same thing.
Okay. Ask fans, tell us. What do you think? You agree with Stoke, agree with Drew that you're going to get some out in net air, or are you with me, with Georgie being the goaltender in the 16 wins they need to raise Lord Stanley's Cup? Tell us at 303-713-1043.
All right, I got an update.
You do?
An update on our Scotty Scheffler's wife. Okay. What is Scotty Scheffler's wife's name?
Mrs. Scheffler.
Mrs. Scheffler. Meredith.
Meredith.
Because Meredith might go into labor. Yeah. Scotty might leave. He said he's leaving. Which we said, right.
Her name's Meredith.
Oh, my gosh. That was really good. Oh, my goodness. I don't think she's 90.
Okay.
But she's about to have her kid. It's going to be their first kid. And Scotty said he's leaving, right?
Yeah.
And we thought that was really selfish of her yesterday to put him in that situation, right? Well, my wife heard us talking.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, what is she going to say? So she told me, I was like, okay, well, what would you do?
Right.
You know? She was like, I would tell you to stay.
Really?
She's like, go win that green jacket. I said, he already won one. Now you realize that. She said, that's fine. Go win that green jacket and go win that $4 million. And I said,
yes.
That a girl. But my wife's an athlete.
Yes, she is.
She's a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
So she's wired a little bit different maybe than some other people in that situation. So, but that's what she told me. And
let's
then she heard Zach on, and she called. She said Zach's definitely would go to see the baby being born. I was like, what are you trying to imply there,
right,
Lana? What
right
are you saying about Zach? And she didn't say anything after that. Because I did tell her, I said, I'm going to say this on air.
Yeah.
She's like, you better not. I am. So she was calling out Zach a little bit.
I think that's something that the women or the partners of broadcasters don't fully understand of, like, everything
right,
we do
yes,
is
yes,
material
right,
for the show.
Exactly. It's all on the record,
right,
Kisner. It's all on the record. There's
right
no off the record. So that's just the way it was. But she did. She said, hey, I'd tell you to stay.
Okay.
You're not coming home. Go win that thing. And I'm like, that a girl?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nice. Lana's already great in my book.
Right.
She's got a couple extra notches up
exactly
in the book right there with that answer.
Man,
right,
I was kind of surprised.
Right.
I was like, all right.
You know, now you got to get in some golf tournaments over the summer. I know you do that a little bit, but you just got like kind of an extra free pass to join a couple of more.
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I think that's how it works.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Am I trying too hard?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was trying to get you some extra golf.
Right,
man.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's how it works. So, because my wife's not pregnant and there's no,
So. I mean, you could use me like, hey, Josh and I are at his golf tournament. He really needs the cash. Like, I got to be there for him, you know?
Yeah.
I'm the ringer.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Not happening.
I'm just trying to get some time for you, man.
Right.
Trying.
Two ways. Like, she's not going to buy that, and I really don't want to golf with
sure
her all weekend, so.
Well, I've told you some of the stories of my golf tournaments, and I wouldn't want to put you in that position either. So.
Exactly.
You're too respectable, you know?
I'm classy.
You're classy.
Yeah,
that's
classy.
Right, right.
Classy.
You're not trying to get in fights in clubhouses and stuff like that.
No.
And
no.
I wasn't either. You have to defend yourself sometimes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Team Lana, though. Good job, Lana Stokely. Good nice job. Work right there. And now we got a monitor. Now Drew's actually rooting for Mrs. Scheffler to have a baby because you have Scotty on your golf team.
Right. on our deal that we did. No one else has him?
I don't think anybody else has him.
Wow. No.
Okay. Yeah, which means we're all dumb because you know, the best golfer over the last like 3 months or you know year and a half, however you want to look at it.
I mean, that was the layup. That was the one that you had to pick.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even. I mean, it was just like tears. It wasn't even like you had a certain amount of money to spend. So mistake by y'all.
Yeah, we screwed that one up for sure. All right, let's talk a little bit about Russ. It's been a while, Rusty's, and he did something this week that he would have never done if you were still a Bronco and employed with Sean Payton. What was it? We're going to tell you next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, Russell Wilson did something this week that immediately, when I saw it, I thought, ain't no way he's doing this if he's still a member of the Denver Broncos. Would he? Well, what was it that he did? He's on the cover of a magazine. It's Essence Magazine, released on Wednesday. And he got a full piece on, a feature on Russell Wilson, his time in Denver, what's next, his football career, all these things, being the second black quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. It's actually a fun article. It's a good feature on Russ. But inside of it, Stoke, on the cover, it's Russ. And he's got a fur coat on. He's got 3 gold chains. Even ones up me with that 3rd gold chain. I was like, man, that looks nice. He's got his nice gold watch, couple gold bracelets going on. And like I mentioned, the fur coat just on the cover of the magazine. So before we get any further, he doesn't do that if he's still a Denver Bronco, does he?
No, absolutely.
He got grounded from that stuff.
Yep. I mean, my question is, how much do you think he paid them to be on the cover?
What
do you think he has to shell out for that?
Yeah, probably a pretty penny there.
I've never heard of this magazine.
Maybe some front row tickets to Sierra's next show, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe so. I've never heard of the magazine. So I don't know. He's there. What was he? The sexiest man of the moment?
Yeah, that's
even know what that means.
Their tweet read, Russell Wilson has just touched down as our second Essence sexiest man of the moment cover star.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really, really bad. Goodness, what are we doing here? What is he doing? Right?
It's proof that he doesn't get it.
Right.
He just does not get it.
Yeah. I mean, just play ball.
Mm-hmm.
Go play ball and play well. And he just doesn't get it. And it's all about image. It's all about brand. Oh, you're going to put me on the cover of a magazine that, probably, 70% of Americans have never heard of? Mm-hmm. Then I'll do it. I mean, why? So I think it's a bad look, but that's what he does.
He also said something inside of the feature. Quote, to play 13 years in the NFL has been a dream come true. So again, this is just more kind of Russ stuff. To be able to play for Mike Tomlin, to stand side by side with him and try to accomplish all the goals I want to accomplish with the Steelers organization and what that represents for the NFL, it's one of the greatest gifts in the world. So now he's all fired up to play for Mike Tomlin, right? He's going to save his career. Pittsburgh's this prestigious franchise. Let's rewind. 14, 16 months. He say the same stuff about Sean Payton? Wasn't Sean Payton the coach that Russell Wilson and the Russ camp literally handpicked to be the best person to get Russell Wilson back to who he was? It's again, like we said, it's more proof that Russ just does not get it. And it's also like he doesn't understand that went wrong. And now he's doubling down on it, doing it again, now with a different coach, different fan base. And I assume Pittsburgh Steelers fans didn't dive deep into who Russell Wilson was as a Denver Bronco, because why the hell would they? But, man, it's literally the same play after the same play that just made you look foolish, and he's now doing it with a different team.
Yeah, he did it with Hackett. He did it with Sean Payton. Now he's doing it with Mike Tomlin. Enough with the words, just go out there and play better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just who he is. Like, that's who he is. He's going to, make everything the best ever and can't wait to do this. And he's going to be Mr. Positive about everything. And that's just who he is, right? Even if you look at it and you say, man, that's crazy talk. What you make no sense here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who Russell Wilson is, right? No matter the situation. And that's what drives you crazy. Sometimes you just want to be like, wake up. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Please stop. This is craziness. But this is who Russ is, and this is who he's always going to be. We'll see what it looks like with Mike Tomlin. Obviously got more help around him than what he had here with the Denver Broncos, but got Justin Fields behind him. Can he hang on to the job? Will he start with the job? So a lot up in the air, you know, because we can't forget Justin's right there.
Yeah, that's right. Justin Fields is right there behind. It's also like I would have so much respect for Russell Wilson if he came out at the start of this and hadn't done all this nonsense and his hype video with Brandon Marshall and all this stuff. If he were to just simply come out and say, hey, I've done a lot of talking. It's time for me to show some stuff with my actions. And I'm grateful to have that opportunity to show you guys come September with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know how much more respect myself and I think the rest of the football world would have for him if he just simply said that?
But he can't. He can't. You know why he can't?
Why?
Because then you're not going to be on someone's podcast if you're not telling them anything.
That's right.
You're not going to be on this person's podcast, that person's podcast. They're not going to put you on Essence. They got to interview you. Mm-hmm. You got to give them quotes, right? So he can't do that because he likes attention. He wants attention. It's good for his brand, right? I mean, that's what it's all about.
He thinks it's good for his brand.
Huh?
He thinks it's good for his brand.
His image is brand. I mean, we're talking about him.
Yeah.
If he wasn't on the cover of Essence, we wouldn't be talking about him today.
No, we wouldn't.
And so that, like, that's, he realizes that. And so that's why he does those things. So he can't go down the road that you were talking about. That's just not his style.
Okay. Well, you know, I actually have to give you some pushback because we might be talking about him today because I took some time this week after Zach Bye told us about an article from the Seattle Times about his school.
Oh, I didn't even know he had a school.
I didn't know this either. It's called the Why Not You Academy, and it's only been open since 2021. And this article from the Seattle Times, it gives you some insight as to what this is and what it was supposed to be. There was a quote here from one of the teachers that used to work at the school. Her name is Nina Markham. She said, quote, there was a honeymoon phase, but then it took a dark, dark turn. And at this point, Stoke, you have teachers quitting. Inside the article, it highlights days inside of classrooms where they didn't have enough faculty to teach the students. So they were putting people, just bodies in the room that weren't qualified educators and having them do the work with the students. Teachers have just left in the middle of the work year with contracts. Families have taken their kids out with contracts to stay inside the school for at least a year. And now the Why Not You Academy CEO, her name is Abigail O'Neill, says that all of this stuff has been addressed. She didn't deny any of it, Stoke. She said it's all been addressed, and they actually have families coming back to the school.
Oh.
But that's, of course, what she has to say. She's the CEO.
A little late on that,
this
right?
This looks shady. It looks bad, once again, on Russ and his team.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can't forget the foundation.
That's right.
Drama, his foundation, right? When that came out, the big article about that.
Yeah.
And now you have the school stuff. You know, the Why Not You Foundation, the Why Not You Academy, a lot of shady stuff seems like it's going on there. And I know after the foundation, you know, article came out, they're like, okay, yeah, we didn't realize that we're going to get an order. But, like, you got a school? You don't know what's going on at your school?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have your stuff in order? Like, what's going on there? That's not good, Josh. Not good at all. So just another bad look from Russ. He tries to make his brand look like this and, you know, I got this, I do this, and, you know, look at me and all of these things. And all of a sudden, all this other stuff is just all phony. It's mm-hmm. all fugazi. It's all fake. It's not real. So it's that's not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another bad, bad look for Russell Wilson and his team and his crew or whatever they are.
Yeah, it's actually ironic that he employs a PR team and his public image, which is their direct responsibility, is as bad as it is.
Yeah.
You know, if you were that bad at your job, you'd be fired.
Yeah.
In most cases.
Well, I mean, it's you know, they do a good job of getting them on the cover of Essence, Brandon Marshall's podcast, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. It's like it's just overlooked. I don't know. It seems like, you know, when you, if you had a foundation and you have a school, like a school, that's your school.
Mm-hmm.
That those would be like a priority, and you'd make sure everything's on the up and up, especially after the foundation stuff went.
Yeah.
I mean, this is awful, awful look for Russ and his crew.
Yeah, if my name was on something, I would probably make sure that thing's being ran the right way so that these things don't happen. And now it's twice in a short time with Russell Wilson.
And then the name, why not you? You know, it's like, all right, you asked me, because you're taking all the damn money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, quick, want to tell you about the Fan Flyaway. It's back this time. We're sending one lucky listener and a guest to a road game for the Pro Basketball Championship in June. We sent somebody to the big game in Vegas back in February. Here's what you're going to get. Two tickets to a game, round-trip airfare from Denver to the destination where the game will be played, two nights hotel, $500 walking around money. How you get registered? denversports.com/thefanflyaway. When you register, don't forget to claim your special offer from our friends over at Sport Clips. If you've already registered for a Fan Flyaway, you are in the contest right now. Once you sign up, you're entered in all future Fan Flyaway contests. It's the Fan Flyaway presented by Sport Clips.